the voice of the Army. Today, the Voice of the Army presents the distinguished American actress, Miss Helen Hayes, in a story of the U.S. Army Nurse Corps. It's with considerable pride that we present Miss Hayes as Lieutenant Margaret English in Names on the List.
Hello, soldier. Let's see, Private Alan Wicks.
Hello, Alan.
I suppose I gotta talk, or you'll be saying, cat got your tongue? That's what the other one always said. Cat got your tongue?
No. No, you don't have to talk if you don't want to.
That's good. You the new nurse?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Want a light?
I can manage.
That's an interesting-looking pipe.
Yeah.
Get it over there?
Yeah.
Collect pipe?
Look, it's a pipe. I smoke pipes. I've always smoked pipes. It's interesting-looking, and I got it over there. It was my best friend's. He was killed.
Oh, I'm sorry, Alan.
Sure. You're sorry. I'm sorry. He's sorry. I lost an arm. Maybe we're sorry about that, too. Let's let it go at that.
We're going to be able to do something for you.
Here it comes. Lesson number one. Point out to the patient advances made in modern prosthetics. Tell him one of those grappling hook arms is just as good as the real thing. Better even. All right, maybe it is. Only let's not talk about it. See?
Well, nurse, how's it going?
With the boy? Mm-hmm. Not too well, Colonel.
I told you it wouldn't be...
Exactly easy. No, it isn't.
And, how's it going with you?
I'm all right. It's kind of hard at mail time. Dick used to write so regularly. I'd always know there'd be a letter from him.
Of course.
I got several letters, even after the news that he was missing. That was the hardest of all. Then they stopped coming, too.
I know.
But I'm so sure he's safe. It couldn't happen to us. I read the poem, and I know it couldn't happen to us.
You read the poem?
Oh, yes. How do I love thee?
Hmm?
Elizabeth Barrett Browning.
Oh, how do I love thee? Let me count the ways. Mm-hmm.
You see, that's how we happened to meet, Dick and I. I guess I never told you about that.
No.
It's really just one of those sentimental stories that sounds silly to everybody except the people it happened to. For them, it's important.
Tell me about it.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it was way back when I was a student nurse in New York. That seems 100 years ago now. That day I was looking over the 10-cent counter of a little second-hand bookstore down in Greenwich Village. You know the kind. And then I heard someone asking for Mrs. Browning's sonnets.
It was a little blue book. It was here last week. Sonnets from the Portuguese.
I looked around. It was a young man. A very nice-looking young man, I thought. With curly brown hair and a nose that turned up just a little at the end. And a lovely smile.
It was right on this shelf.
Sonnets from the Portuguese. Yes, there it is. The young lady has it.
Oh.
Did you wish to buy it, miss?
Well, I...
Oh, that's all right, please. I wouldn't think...
But it's quite all right. If you'd like it, why...
No, I wouldn't dream of...
But really,
No, I assure you, I...
Well, if either of you wants it, it's 10 cents.
Look, I have a wonderful idea. Let's buy it together. We'll each put up 5 cents, and we'll each own a 50% interest. 50-50. What do you say?
We each put up our 5 cents, Colonel, just as crazily as that. And Dick decided we'd have to go to lunch together to discuss the details of our partnership. And then, well, 3 months later, we were married. And I always teased Dick by saying the only reason we were was to put an end to the eternal problem of the custody of Mrs. Browning.
That's wonderful.
Well, I like this little book. Especially now.
That's the same little book?
The same. Faded blue cover. Faded a little more. I always like to have it with me. Well, guess I better go on up to our problem child.
Not going to try poetry on him now.
I might. Hello, Alan.
Hello.
You don't have to talk. I'm just going to sit here for a while and read, if you don't mind.
I don't mind. What are you reading?
A book.
What book?
I don't think you'd like it.
How do you know I wouldn't like it?
Poetry.
What makes you think I wouldn't like a book of
poetry? I don't know. I just didn't think
so. Why not... Why don't you... No.
What? Go ahead.
Well... Why don't you read out loud? Would you mind?
How do I love thee? Let me count the ways. I love thee to the depth and breadth and height my soul can reach when feeling out of sight for the ends of being and ideal grace. I love thee to the level of every day's most quiet need by sun and candlelight. I love thee freely as men strive for right. I love thee purely as men turn from praise. I love thee with the passion put to use in my old griefs and my childhood's faith. I love thee with a love I seem to lose with my lost saints. I love thee with the breath, smile, tears of all my life. And if God choose, I shall but love thee better after death. Well?
Well?
It just kind of does something to you, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does something to you, all right. It turns your stomach, all that phony sentimentality.
Alan, I thought you wanted me to read it.
Sure. I went for that sort of thing once, but I forgot. Anyway, who do you think you're kidding? How do I love thee? Let me count the ways. Sure, I love thee with one arm.
I'm sorry it doesn't mean anything to you, because it means a great deal to me.
Well, why don't you do something? Why don't you slam the book down and stalk out and report me to the colonel? Why don't you?
I don't want to. Alan, why do you keep fighting inside yourself? Why don't you let us try?
Why don't you leave me alone? Private Wicks.
Yes, Colonel.
There's something I must speak to you about.
Oh. I suppose she told you I was rude to her yesterday.
No. No, Lieutenant English didn't say anything. She wouldn't.
Huh?
It so happens that Lieutenant English, whose husband has been missing for 6 weeks, got word late last night that he had been killed in action. If you can't feel any consideration for her, I hope at least you can be civil. That's all I wanted to say. Of course, you won't mention this to her. You understand you don't know about it.
No, sir. I don't know a thing about it. I wondered if you'd come in.
Did you?
Yeah. I'm a pretty tough patient.
No. Can I puff your pillows up a bit?
No, don't bother.
Oh, I'm sorry. I keep forgetting.
No, I didn't mean that. I just meant I didn't want you to bother.
No bother here.
Thanks.
Hmm?
Thanks. Would you hand me my pipe?
Here you are. Oh, it's a different one.
I'm still so clumsy, spilling matches on the floor. Would you?
Of course.
That's good. like a pipe. I got a whole collection back home.
Have you a meerschaum?
You know about pipes?
My husband was very fond of pipes, too.
Yeah, I've got a meerschaum. Nurse?
Yes, Alan?
Would you read to me?
Read to you?
Yes.
I'm nothing to read here.
Oh. You don't want to.
I'm nothing to read.
You've got a book in your pocket.
That's...
Sonnets from the Portuguese.
I'll go get something else.
No, read from that.
Well...
Read How Do I Love Thee.
I'll get something else.
Please read it to me.
No, I...
Please. Please.
How do I love thee? Let me count the ways. I love thee to the depth and breadth and height my soul can reach. When feeling out of sight for the ends of being and ideal grace. I love thee to the level of every day's most quiet need. To the level of every day's most quiet need. By sun and candle.
I love thee freely, as men strive for right. I love thee purely, as men turn from praise. I love thee with a passion put to use in my old griefs, and with my childhood's faith. I love thee with a love I seem to lose with my lost saints. I love thee with the breath, smiles, tears of all my life. And if God choose... And if God choose...
And if God choose, I shall but love thee better after death.
Two names on a list. Two men, two soldiers. A Major English, a Private Wicks, unknown to each other. And yet, as you heard, their stories were not wholly unrelated. You've just listened to Names on the List. And now we'd like you to listen to our star, Miss Helen Hayes, who has a personal message for you about the Army Nurse Corps.
No American mother can be unmindful of the debt of gratitude we all owe to the women of the Army Nurse Corps. Now, as the good news continues to roll in ever-increasing proportions, we must not forget the bad news that inevitably must accompany it. Our casualties. As for these wounded men, the war will still be with them for a long, long time to come. This is a need only registered nurses can fill, but there are other ways of helping. Senior cadet nurses may take their final 6 months training in Army hospitals, and graduates of Red Cross training courses may serve as nurses' aides in both civilian and military hospitals. The need for Army nurses is urgent today. The men of our army and their wives and mothers ask you to think this over most carefully. You're needed now. Won't you help?
If you will accept an appointment as a lieutenant in the Army Nurse Corps, write the Surgeon General, U.S. Army, Washington 25, D.C., or apply at any Red Cross procurement office. This closes another program in the series, The Voice of the Army.